Mirror, mirror on the wall, is that a label on your shawl? If it swallows, let it go.
Mirror, mirror.
Sorry, no, go on.
Mirror, mirror. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips, the We Have Trench a Meeting podcast.
We have a meeting, Trench Tips.
We have a meeting. Okay, right. So today, we want to talk about mirroring and labeling. If yes. you like Chris Voss and Never Split the Difference, I'm sure you know what mirroring labeling is. If you don't know what mirroring labeling is, and this is your first time hearing about it, we don't have time. Listen to another episode. Come back when you're grown. Mirroring labeling is the art of mirroring and the art of labeling. And rather than just explaining what they are, we want to put it into practice. Okay. So yes. Zach, I'm going to be a lovely, lovely prospect. You will be playing the part of Zach Thompson. I'll be playing the part of openly honest CEO who's a bit sad and drinking a bit too much at home at the moment.
Okay, let's see what we get to then. Shall I jump in from, should we do the call?
Yeah, let's do the call.
Answer when you're ready, sir.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jack?
Speaking.
Oh, hello, Jack. You're probably going to hate me for this. It's actually a sales call. So you can hang up or let me have 30 seconds. It's completely up to you.
Go on then. Yeah, you can have your 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I normally get invited in by ambitious CEOs who are a little bit frustrated when it comes to the new business side of things. So there's maybe a feeling that there's not enough meetings in the diary. As a result, the pipeline's looking a little bit bleak. Or maybe it's not that. They are meeting people, but it's not the right types of people, and they're trapped in these never-ending deal cycles. I've got a feeling, Jack, this might be the part where you tell me none of that applies, new business is perfect, and you couldn't take on another new client even if you wanted to.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's probably a little bit of everything.
Okay, a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I think some of the things that you mentioned there definitely stand out, maybe some more than others, but yeah, there's a potential, but continue.
Okay, it sounds like there's a specific reason you've just said that.
We have been looking at a business development function recently. What that looks like, I don't know. What that entails, I don't know. It's on the roadmap. We're having a call about it next Wednesday with my commercial director.
Okay. I might be wrong, but it feels like something's happening at the minute that's made it worthwhile having that conversation with your commercial director and even starting to look at this sort of thing.
We're in a position where it's slower. So we know what it's like in January. We know what it's like in February. This, compared to the last decade, feels noticeably slower.
It's slower.
Yeah, so it's in terms of inbound leads, we have it has dropped off. It's probably 50% to where it was. And in terms of revenue, it's probably 30% of where it was. So we need to double down. Obviously, I think we may have got a bit complacent on inbound, and now it's time to focus on outbound again, which is a part of the strategy, and hopefully warm that up to look at where we are next year.
Okay, so there's the 30%, there's the 50%. It feels like quite a vulnerable spot to be in.
Yeah, well, it's not been perfect. It has brought its challenges. I feel like I'm being very open and honest with you now, but it's brought its challenges. But I'd love to know what it is you do.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I've just called you out of the blue. Jack, it seems like from what you're telling me that you know exactly why this is a problem.
I wouldn't say I know exactly why. I think COVID, I think the recession, I think the time of year. There are many different factors. We halved our marketing spend, all these different things. There are different factors that could have a knock-on effect as to why it's slower. And I think cutting budget for marketing may not have been the best solution, and now it's a case of where can we actually invest that money where it's going to pick back up again.
Okay. So you said cutting budget from marketing.
Yeah, I won't go into details of what our budget is. Obviously, you're a stranger. But we reduced our marketing spend by 60% in the last quarter. And obviously, we to save costs, but from saving costs, we're not seeing any increase either.
Okay, so it feels like you've turned off the lead generation source, and now there's no leads.
Being honest with you, even before turning off the lead generation, there weren't many leads. That's why the decision was made. I think now it's a case of what other channels are there that we can invest in to actually get leads. We don't want to be spending money with no return. It's like, where's that money best spent?
Okay. Well, look, I've got to go into another meeting shortly. Obviously, I appreciate you taking the time. It feels like if there was a way to help with that lead generation channel, that 50% conversion, the 30% revenue target, and make up that difference on the marketing side, it feels like it'd be ridiculous to put some time aside and see if I could help you.
I mean, being really honest with you, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I feel like I've been seen and heard. I think you're obviously a brilliant cold caller, whoever you are. Do you want to send me an email, mate?
Nice. Nice. You laid me up for that, didn't
Was very nice. It was very nice. And I think if we want to talk about the practical side of things, so mirroring. Every time that you're asking me a question, you're
you?
taking my words, repeating them back to me to try and dig deeper and get clarity. That is the one thing that a lot of salespeople miss, clarity. What do I mean by X? What do I mean by Y? And the way that you do it, Zach, is beautiful when you're actually mirroring it back because you just simply ask the question with the inflection, like struggling at the moment, bang, I'm going to tell you everything.
Yes, the
Do you want to
biggest
run through
thing
some of the, yeah.
with the mirroring that I see people getting wrong is you say something and they say, getting something wrong.
Getting something wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. There's two tones of voice you can use. There's getting something wrong, inflection, like a question. Or I can empathize with someone and I can say, getting something wrong. Okay, there's an important distinction there. I can't just say it back in exactly the same way. Nothing happens. Okay, and what happens, the psychology is there is something called a mirror neuron in our brains. Okay, when someone mirrors my behavior or my actions, we are all built on very narcissistic wiring. I see someone behaving like me, they're mirroring me, we're tribal beings, they must belong to the same tribe as me, and I start to feel closer to them. I had a guy who I taught this trick to. He said, I didn't believe you. I went to a party with my girlfriend's friends who I'd never met before, and all they've said is what a nice guy I am. I literally told them nothing about myself. I just sat in the party. They told me something. I mirrored back and labeled everything all weekend. They thought I was a great listener, really nice person, because those mirror neurons were activated. The labeling, so labeling is I say, feels like, seems like, sounds like. And what I'm looking to do is we're all emotional beings. I'm looking to see the emotion first. So the chimp brain, the reactive brain, the ancestral brain, however you think of it, we approach the world headstrong, emotion first. I'm looking to give that emotional part a little cuddle. You put something out to me as a mixture of intellect and emotion. I'm looking to give the emotional part a little cuddle and say, look, I get where you're coming from. Okay. The benefit of labeling in your sales tactics is it can't go wrong. If I got it wrong, you would correct me. If you sounded frustrated and I said, that sounds amazing, you would go, no, it's really frustrating. And you'd have to go deeper and explain it to me even more. So they're both great techniques. They're techniques you should be including. And what happens, Jack, if I ask someone lots and lots of questions on a sales call?
I'm gonna feel bombarded, I'm gonna get fatigued, I'm gonna be knackered.
Exactly. But if I mirror and label, they're not questions. So I bypass that. I might get the same outcome, but I also get all those other benefits. The mirror neurons are activated. I welcome your emotional state and give you a little cuddle. All those great things happen. So look, those techniques, mirroring and labeling, use them, don't use them, but get off my property, okay?